Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Fakeologist.com. Welcome, everybody. I'm our radio listeners, TNG Breaking Reality listeners, John the One listeners, Hoax Syndicate listeners, Exclave Escape the New Normal listeners, Hoax Busters Call listeners, all listeners, and millions of listeners we have together. Today, or now, it's 1:33 on the 7th of 11, 7-11, 11-7, 77, 1:33. Everything has meaning. 77 plus 33 is 111. So 1 hour and 33 minutes ago, my craziest day of my life ended. The mentally most challenging and roller coaster ride in one day. Even the 23 days with Rollo were not like this. I will not go into detail about that. It's not the time and the platform. No need. But today was... I've never had this. Luckily, we still have more than a gal or just a gal in Fakeologist. She left IMR Radio. Very surprisingly. After recording Monicast that you will hear for free release. It's good material and should get you on and explain a lot of doubts you might have and so on. But then finding out that she leaves immediately after that, what, out of the blue. That is pretty erratic. And it's just one of the many erratic parts in this day. I'm awake since 8 o'clock this morning, 8:30 this morning, and it's now 1:30 at night, so 17 hours, not so much, but yeah. Lots happened, lots, it's, yeah, like I said, never so much in one day, insane. And it started, and ended with an email, but started with the conversation. And the conclusion of my best friend about me and my thinking is pretty scary. He literally calls me crazy. I thought he was getting rid of his normie status and was waking up with this. He was. But he's not at the level of a shift and he thinks I'm delirious or something. I'm not. I'm weird. I'm strange. Okay, fine. I'm controversial. Fine. But I see things very sharp, what's happening. And he literally said that whatever is the geopolitical plan around us, the world around us, that's not affecting our own lives. Sorry? You say that in the middle of a war, a masquerade, the world of madness? And you say that while you flee the fascistic environment of Brussels, Belgium, and go to Portugal. You prove yourself wrong. That's stupidity. That's illogical. I cannot comprehend that. I mean, imagine you're in front of a whole dinner table with all kinds of guests. You're in there's a candy pot or somewhere there in view, and you're stealing from it, and you're trying to hide that. And you keep doing that every time, at every dinner. And you say every time you're sorry and you're not changing your behavior. That would be crazy. Well, that is what you see online. People are completely, I don't know, they've lost their capacity to think. They're just as hypnotized as the normies. It's really scary. And the common denominator is me, and then you start thinking, maybe it's me, I'm crazy, I'm bad here, I'm wrong here. But then, intriguing whimsy and original simulant and others, they keep you on your toes. They tell you the truth. You're not crazy. People are not ready for your thoughts. Thank you, original simulant. It's the gist of the beautiful words. I don't know if you want to have them read on air, I can do that for you, if you like. They're worth it, I think, but yeah, you need to come on air. Yeah, your wisdoms need to get out there, man. You really, you know, you're good. And we can work together very well. Bouncing Brains, here and at IMR Radio and at Popularity Contest podcast. It's not very easy. But everywhere, every platform we can align, because we are aligned on 85%, more or less, doesn't matter, on our views. And that's what it's about. This 15% that were different views, that doesn't matter. I mean, I keep battling about flat earth, but in the end, it is part of this 15%, which doesn't matter. If a flat earther realizes what kind of war we're fighting, that's what it's about, and then you can be a flat earther. People can have different religions, different races, different political spectrum, doesn't matter. It's social egoism, a shift. It's the word I coined today, social egoism. It's building on top of Ayn Rand and stripping it from its egocentristical thinking, because I see that all around now. Your philosophy, yeah, it's your project. No, it's our philosophy. It just wouldn't exist if I would sit alone on the couch. I'm not coming up with this. Just like when we talk and you say things, a new word, you wouldn't come up with that either. Us bouncing brains brings these words out there.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Dave J. from California. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Oh, thank you, Dave J. It's beautiful that you are there. Let me do something in the meantime. Why is it not working? Yeah, and then we have... Because I don't have enough recordings of today, but at
now we're recording.
Hello, Greg. Welcome. I'm a radio fakeologist.com cross-pollinization. That's the word. Cross-pollinization. And on fakeologists, we cannot cut it out, and that's the beauty that I'm a radio provider. So if you have, like, if you're listening to this, and please, I hope you do, and if you have, like, you stutter or so, or if you have trouble finding your words, the way I make podcasts is ideal for you to express your thoughts. I understand that a live podcast where you feel pressurized and stressed about you, I mean, you need to come up with things and ideas, and especially if you talk with me, because I tend to interrupt people and try to get to the point of things. But if you have that kind of handicap, this kind of speech things, the way I edit the podcast makes it look like you don't have that. That's because it is something someone looks at you as you have a handicap, you're somehow more stupid or lower or so than other people. And it's just because of something, it's not your fault. And with smart editing in podcasts, we can make that very nicely out there. I cut out the us and the silences and so as much as I can, but only with if I get more patrons, then you see really what I can do. Much more quality and much higher quality, and that's how it should be. It should be really documents of this time. A series of documents. What war reports were in the Second World War, in World War Wuhan, World War W, we have the same. That's us. We are the core of the resistance. There's no change coming to us. This is CTC, not CDC, CTC, commitment through change. The Great Reset is for us. It's a new world opportunities. It's a new world opportunities we get from the Great Reset. If we change our mindset, the Great Re-Mindset. Wow. Okay. Okay, so alone on the balcony, I can also come up with nice words, but it's better if we do it together. Rhymes are true. Together we matter. The Great Re-Mindset. I have to share that with you. You will probably like that. The title of today's chat. Please, Ep. You call my solo chat. The Great Re-Mindset. The Great Re-Mindset. Okay, we have remind in there, we have mindset in there, we have to change our mindset. We have to be reminded that we have to change our mindset. The Great Re-Mindset. That's this. They're open about their war plans. We don't need to steal their war plans. It's the first time in history. Before, the Viet Cong didn't know, on a top level of course, they knew it's a war game, but the soldiers of the Viet Cong didn't know what the soldiers of the US were doing and the other way around. It was a pretty big mystery in the jungle. Well, they have done the exact opposite now. They're completely out in the open about it. And they bluff and have make fake invasions in Sicily or in Sardinia or so, in Greece. These kind of things they do, but it is pretty open. We can know so much already. We know so much already. That's what I'm And it gives hope to see people catching on and catching on more. And thank you, Morten and Gail. You spoke in a shift terms. This is my adore column. This is my alive. This is how I treat aside. I see aside. I see the philosophy. I know what you mean. And so she told me, and she proved that in her words later, but I'm still a bit confused and conquered that she leaves suddenly. And so I thought we had to think in future things, but she will come back and say, okay, she takes her time. She needs it. That's fine. It's very understandable that you have to change, you have to align your thoughts and so, especially with so much happening and she has a lot happening. So I give her the time for that. It's just surprised. I'm surprised and, yeah, disappointed by it. She told me I have good intuition and I think I have decent intuition. Yeah. And so I didn't see this coming, so she proves herself her own words wrong because I didn't see her action coming. So I have bad intuition. Or, yeah, it's, that's what makes life, surprises and so. The thing is, I just calculate in my head and with the things I have, I can just make it till the end of the month, then rent out the palace, and then live off that and be self-supportive and I can help tribe also financially. I can become a patron to other people. I cannot do that now, I'm now at the receiving needing side, but I can, I'm very close to becoming the other side. And when I have money and value, I share. When I have value, of course, but when I have money, with all my friends, they know how generous I am when I have money. And not having that really hurts. It's hard. It's a hard life. You don't want to live like that for too long. But all these together, working, and the thing is, even without you, someone knowing it, they are working for the philosophy in some way. And just inventing a word is already value. And why not teach people language with these words? Argentinos, por favor, únanse a fakeologist.com y IMR Radio. Argentinos, chilenos, por favor, chilenos. Chilenos, palestinos, por favor, chilenos, palestinos. Hay como about 500,000 Palestinians living in Chile, according to what I heard. And they oppose, of course, Plan Patagonia. And if they are allies, they know how it is to be suppressed. There are a lot of awake people. Among these 500,000, there's at least a handful of psychologists and John Le Bon supporters, members, potential, and hoax syndicates and exclave members. Yeah, sorry, Marcus. If we can only communicate via podcast, okay, then I shout out to you and I make podcasts to you about the little I know of you. And if you don't want to talk on Discord, yeah, you have to hear on Discord then, or listen to the audio. If you produce audios, I listen to them. You listen to my audios then, that's how we communicate. If you don't want to come on Discord and talk and have on my radio. Okay. Marcus, sorry. You said about your exclave first that we have to see you, and you said it a bit tongue in cheek, I guess, as a benevolent dictator. Okay, you have a marketing background, sorry to say, poor marketing. Okay, first point. Second point is you talk in almost in the same sentence, you talk about there is no ownership in exclave. Well, that scares me, that's scarlet scary, I call it. Scary scarlet. It's the red, it's communism, it's no property, no ownership. And so, in Hoaxbusters School, where there is a little bit of activity at least going on, I think fakeologist or Dreamer Dave, one of the two, asked the question, what if I bring stuff into exclave, whose ownership is that? Do I lose my ownership of my own stuff? All these things, if you leave confusion in this, people are very fast put off by an idea, even if it's a great idea. Trust me, a shift does that. People, and there's much more information publicly available about a shift than about the mysterious exclave. If I can give you a tip, make a Wikipedia page or your own website, something where you outline exactly what exclave is and what it is not, because otherwise it will bite you in the foot. It will shoot you in the foot. I heard Uncle Oz, he was an ex-member of Exclave already. That's not very good to hear, right? You got him on, so you got him sold to the idea, and then he left. I would like to know why he left. I would like to know it from him, from you. Let's talk that out. What is not good about Exclave? Because I have already now doubts about things, which maybe you can explain unjustified. The second point is that you want to establish Exclave only in countries where there are so-called gun laws that are to your favorable standard, to your principles. I can understand morally where that comes from, and I agree with that, but it's not very pragmatic, it's not very practical, because you're excluding such a big part of the world. The US is going to be war, Guatemala doesn't make any, doesn't play any role in the world, so Mexico is essentially the only exclave country we're talking about. And you don't have a passport and you don't want to travel. So you are living in a war country. You have to see that that's going to happen. Maybe not where you are in Pennsylvania, but California and the East Coast, and in places, and the border with Canada and the border with Mexico, there will be war zones, I think, because they're driving people across the border. So Mexico will boom, and Canada will boom, so it's good if you have an exclave there, exclaves there, perfect. Mexico, perfect, I completely support Mexico, I can help you out with Spanish, everything. But the thing is, why do you exclude Colombia? I thought I was working with Aspire on that same thing, having exclaves, having birth homes, having safe spaces where you can talk, balconies like this, palace balconies, land, where we can talk about these things unmasked. Vaccination is rape, unmasking is hope. IMI Radio. Let's bounce brains, let's talk about these concepts, let's understand that we live in a mental diversity, the diversity of the mind, where we can bounce brains and learn from each other and find the best practices and the best pathways in life. And if we work together on the same symbol, design, brand, has meaning, then it is recognizable all across the board. And that is unique. That's the unique flavor I give to this. Lots of things other people have said and done, but this is the real added value I give to this. So yeah, and you can profit from that, we can profit from that together. And if you don't participate, I'm not hurt, it's not a company. If you don't want to buy my product, 10 minutes, right? That's the beauty. It don't depend on skill, it doesn't depend on skill. It's a philosophy. It depends on living it. It depends on the honesty, the commitment you give to the lessons of life, philosophy. It's the art of living. It's the art of loving wisdom, and so the art of living. Wisdom is best practices, is how you live your life, the lessons, your grandmother's recipes, that's wisdom, right? In a broader sense. And things that are forgotten, I mean, organic cures for all kinds of ailments. Yeah, let's make our own herbary, our own Voynich manuscript, but then not fake. Like that. I can provide a lot from Colombia, and Laura is in sync with Gaia as well, like me, and she knows about these things, and many people know about herbs and so. Let's make a herbarium, and seeds have seeds of this, and we can grow these things everywhere in different climates. That's the beauty. Now that we are on fakeologist.com, you will hear already the intro song of the Mollycast I will produce in short time if I have it all my disk cleaned up, and so it's a lot of gigabytes, and so yeah. Like I said, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it. In the meantime, let's listen to the song I will use for that. Just before the break, it's 2:00. Already here at night. That's nice. 8 to 2, let's say. Yeah. Okay. Let me look up. Zinning. Are we talking about the last song of the mix I have prepared? Psychopunks and Frequencers and E-Force and Villain together. So that's a mouthful, but the message is concise and clear enough that it shouldn't leave any doubt on why I choose hardstyle as truth music, because it is truth music. It's 4 minutes. Let's play it with the bot. Let's see if this works here in fakeologies.com. Listen, donate, come on the Discord, let's chat, let's bounce brains, don't be afraid. I believe in complete free speech, so I can say everything I want, and you can say everything you want too, right? We shouldn't have any problems. So, if you're someone like that, Dave J was there just before on the bumper. Dave J, right? He takes it a bit more extreme than me. That's his choice and his filter, and he is now away, or I think he's gone. He's banned, or he's at least not here. Okay. Yeah, that's an understandable choice from the mods and so, yeah. But, yeah. We need bulldogs, we need wolves, we need fighters, we need warriors, we need men. We need men who are not fake and gay. Thank you, Popularity Content Podcast, Willows and Original Simulant. Fake and gay is what we should avoid in our life. That's the system. We should be natural. Okay, there you go. Thank you, Q-Dance. Thank you, Psychopunks. Thank you, Frequencers. Thank you, MC Villain. Thank you, others. Hardstyle is truth music. Is that not clear enough? If it's not clear, listen to more IMI Radio with Mollycast intros, and there you hear it. And also, in between, I have hardstyle mixed in, so we'll hear more music, more hardstyle, more truth music, also other styles. K-Rhino. Thank you, K-Rhino, for waking up a lot of people and putting such poetic and good lyrics and words in your songs. It's really cool. I've listened to only just, 22% of K-Rhino, and I already love all of that. So I have a lot to listen to. And I'm going more off the grid, hopefully soon. That's the thing. My palace is for rent. That's how it will be. I will not sell palaces and so. That's not how people want to do business. Okay. I don't understand. They don't understand the value we can generate there. But again, my palace is for rent. So if you would like to live a year in Bogota and have a guide with it, an unmasked guide, a guide of shops, you go in unmasked and you are being treated as you are, not as a robot. I think that's very valuable. That comes with this. I have this view I have every day. You start developing your own visions, like I have. I become visionary, and I say that with all humbleness, right? I'm not some kind of wizard who sees that is going to happen that day, blah, blah. No, of course not. But the patterns, yes, you see, because I see these patterns in my view all the time. I'm not boxed in. I don't feel any lockdown. It's different than before. Because I have the same view and so on. There's a bit less traffic or more traffic at all, but yeah, it's only the dynamic in the society. And I'm so high up that I cannot see the face mask. That's great for you to not confronted with that. I have to share. I went out with Molly now to the 24/7 Mexican small supermarket where you can buy water and diggies and so. And twice I met people. And I said, I'm so happy to see you are hanging out together, no mask on their face at least. We were drinking beer, both groups. One is my neighbor, who is the exact opposite of me. He's the lowest, the ground floor on the other side, exact other side. This is funny. And we will meet each other and do this. Me without alcohol, but... And I want to have him on air as well. He spoke English a bit with me. He wanted, so... Fine. That's nice. His dog died. It was really sad. I gave my condolences months after it happened, but it was the first time I saw him again. He had a white pit bull dog, very friendly, nice pit bull puppy, who died at, I don't know, 5 months or 6 months old of a heart attack, some death. So at least he didn't suffer. We talked about that. Coco, shout out to Coco. And he lives through in Molly, in a way, because Molly played with him, and they get to know each other, and he sees Molly, and that is a part, and Coco part. That's how the philosophy works. Well, that's what I learned from dogs. Their personality is contagious. That is the virus that is there, yeah, it's a good virus. Right? it's not a virus, but it is good contagion. Laughter and yawning and so, we have contagion with each other on a positive social level. And the thing is, dogs have that too, and dogs really, really teach us if you listen to them. It's incredible. I'm teaching Molly how to count. 1, 2, 3. I just say where we go, and then she goes the way. She leads the way. I don't need to do anything. And I'm playing with the amount of freedom she gets. And so it is really a great learning experience for me and for her. And she is a teenage daughter I have to protect from all the horny boys. When she is in her hot period, and she is every 2 months or so, it's not every month as with humans, but every 2 months more or less, she is in her hot period, and I have to keep away all the dogs from the village and so on. And in the future, there will be different villages. I want to travel around and settle at least where I feel happy with me and Molly and Laura. But I don't want to depend on Laura. It could be that Laura and me are not made for each other like I think it is. And then I have flexibility to go with Molly and separate for a while. I might even need time apart. It's not being together 24/7. That's not good. We know that from each other. And we can all be flexible in that. But I see my future with her. I see her as part of the philosophy of Gaia. She comes to the same conclusions as me about Gaia. Telling it before me, but much more beautiful, with a much more beautiful voice. That is, yeah, unique. And she knows everything about the Guane, which is the Muisca from her area. I know quite a bit about them as well. But the fika they use, the cotton, they were the tobacco farmers. Tobacco was not known in the Western world, but came from the Americas. And it was grown in, especially in Curiti and in something there and something there. This tobacco producing area of Colombia is still that is there, but it's there. Back then it was really important because tobacco was an escape from reality and however you want to smoke it and what you do with it, but it is a drug, of course, and it's not as bad as opium or. I mean, fakeologists listening, sorry, if you are using any big pharma shit, OxyContin especially, you know, but any of this shit, if you use that as a self-medication, I use cheese, right? I'm open about it. It's a form of self-medication. I use it to become a better person, more creative, more positive, more outlook. But yeah, if you use this kind of big pharma shit, you can be awake about 9/11 and nukes and I don't know what. But you're chained to the system. You're chained to the building of the beast, as I call it. The liberty, because you can, it's hard, I know. And let us help each other get rid of that shit. And start using kratom instead, or wheat, marijuana. I sympathize with you, and I will not name names. I know one of the people who is hopefully listening, and that person needs to get off that, and it's known, so I'm not saying anything. But it is something very important to realize where we are on the grid. It's on the grid, right? We all are on the grid on something. Nobody's better than someone else. We have different levels where we are off the grid, and we can share these best practices. That's why if you explore the Bitcoin way, excellent. And then you record your best practices, you make podcasts of it, you make an instructional video, something. We have so many people who can make videos and do this already. And then we make our own guide to becoming more detached. We are still in a time where we can use the internet. I don't know for how long. The internet will be cleansed at one moment or the other. I don't know what and when and exactly, but that's the outline we see and know. That means we have to record as many of these podcasts as possible. Anyone, any platform, and what I provide is the glue between them. We can connect each other, work together, and have the same symbolism, the same branding all over the place. It's really something unique. But that we need to document what's going on, because it might be that in 1 year, or 2 years, or 5 years, this is not possible anymore, and we cannot be part of the war, what's going on, how our lives are for the future. This is documentation of future for future history. people in the future will hopefully find this and listen to this and hear how it was in this time. Literally, we are living in the Second World War, and we know there are going to be written the fake Anne Frank diaries. So we need to provide the real ones. It's very simple, and you don't need to do anything. It's just talking about your life and what's going on and what you see happening in the future and how it all relates and so on. It's just sharing your experiences and best practices. Well, it's 2:11 here in the morning. 7:11, 2:11. It's good to have these monologues and so, but it's better to have bouncing brains, to have dialogues or trialogues. Trialogue. Is that the word? Trialogue? Should be. Trialogue, of course. Why not? Talk with three people. Trialogue. I don't know if this is a word, but it should be. The tetralogue, a few words for. Yeah, you can say that, man. Dialogue. Trialogue. Tetralogue. Quintalogue. Sextalogue. Septalogue. Octalogue. Quinta or Penta, all kinds of possibilities. Yeah, that's all bubbling up somewhere. This Vesuvius, the Vesuvius is not fake, but Pompeii is not, didn't happen in the time they claim it happened. 1631 and 1695, Pompeii and Herculaneum, two eruptions. It's all on the map, it's all out there, there's no conspiracy. And once you see that, it debunks everything else. And the description of these eruptions, the mainstream admits that they are so alike of the so-called 79 AD eruption. So that is the same thing. That is when they take the Roman Empire. So it's a fashion thing. Maybe these buildings were real and so on. There were real frescoes of the Renaissance, like, I don't know, 1440 or so. And it was the Roman fashion era back then, just before the printing press, I would say. And they had these frescoes made there in Pompeii, in Herculaneum. And the Vesuvius erupted 200 and to 250 years, twice erupted and spread it. And then they faked the ash bodies, that's fake, that's geologically, physically not possible. They faked mosaics, they made this pineapple in there, in 1709 to 1721, they worked on creating a museum on site, and they opened it after so many years of preparation, just really preparing a crime scene or so, let's say, right? I mean, if there's a crime scene, let's say the police is busy 12 year preparing a crime scene and they're reporting about that. This would be insane. It would be suspicious at the least, right? This is how we should look at these things. It's all crime scenes. It's the angle, one of the angles I come from. I was always very interested in crime scene investigations, but not the series so much. I've watched a couple of episodes, I must say. But the detective work, and that's what this is, truth seeking. Shout out to Zyle Levex, X-Files, absolutely the best, right, about you. Listen to The World of Madness, 14.1, introduction only, and if I get 5 patrons, you get full podcast and do more. So it's worth it, and my efforts are worth it too. So pace itself back, because if I get new patrons through interaction with you, I will support you back as patron. So it's only growth. There's only growth, mutual profit, 50-50, for sure. New economic philosophy for a fair and fertile future. Because the sooner we have access to land, and I want to have that myself, and but in other areas, people have that already. In that part, they're already very much a shift. The acorn part, the real first part with Ophelas, we came up with. Ophelas, please, if you're listening to this podcast, let's talk. It cannot be that we are not talking anymore. It just wouldn't be there without you. How is it possible we are not talking anymore? But anyway, the Oregon therapy. I thought for a chef name for us. Again, back again to the past. Winter is coming. Maybe you have more time. Same with Mizum. Let's talk about things. A shout out to her. I have done a lot of Fakeopedia, but there is no place in the world where there's so much about 9/11 and structure is there, on Wikipedia. All the work of Mitchell. Not even on Clusform, but she has used Clusform, or September Clues, as the basis for it, of course. Fiction Report. It's so extremely extensive and well categorized, so you can find things and see how the networks work with 9/11. And what I think is an interesting question, listeners, those who are interested in 9/11, let's find the connections between 9/11 and COVID. So the peeps of 9/11, the players, the big players of that, the names. I know some names, but I'm an amateur in this, and Mizum is not. But I've seen this list, so I at least have a bit of, I've seen names. And then recognizable, hey, this organization is in COVID too. And on the blog, X-Files mostly and other people have made these connections already, but let's document that, right? And because it shows, the thing is, someone who is awake on 9/11, on any level, that it is a joke. That is, and they can believe in mini nukes and so, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant, but they know there were no planes full of people morphing into buildings full of people. Right? That's not what happened. So if they know that, they can believe in aliens. Doesn't matter. They can believe the Earth is flat, right? 15%. Doesn't matter. 85% is what it's about. Well, if they see the same perps in 9/11, what they already don't believe, they will be much more inclined to see that COVID is a complete hoax too. Just like 9/11. Not there is a virus and there's a bioweapon. No. There's the theory of they made it happen and so, and all these people died and they murdered these people. There's that narrative that's compared to it's a bioweapon now. Right? This is the making the enemy bigger than it is. No. They're psychopaths. They bluff. And what I see is the longer they drag this on, the more people wake up and the more protest there is. And they want that to happen. They allow that to happen. You see, there is, of course, a horrible arrest and people dragged away and so. And, but a part of this is also media fakery. It's boosting it. It's like enhancing what's going on and staging things. And I mean, it's a combination, but there is a lot of awakening going on with everyone. And it's visible everywhere. And we can profit from that. That's all our opportunities. Let all these people come to us. And they will come to us. Because we offer something they are seeking. Guidance. Structure. A philosophy for their life. Because they realize they are chained to the system. And together we matter. And that's the thing. Together we can make these things happen. And the more people jump in and listen on and act. Money, it's gonna disappear, money.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Okay, now you say this, we have to talk about this PayPal thing. I will not shout over the bumpers again because I have heard it doesn't work and that's okay. PayPal is Elon Musk. Now, Elon Musk is the co-founder of PayPal. PayPal is Elon Musk, just like Apple is Steve Jobs. Or Google is, what is it, Larry Page or the other guy, right? So Elon Musk, Tesla, Neuralink, SpaceX. The main thing is, and look at the ridiculous videos linked at the Space Fakery page on Fakerpedia, is the plan to have a 1 million people city on Mars by 2050. If that is going to be realized in the fake environment, it's the biggest Big Brother show ever, but they can pull it off CGI wise. They can make something like this happen and film, make the ultimate version of what I see as the start of the transhumanist age soap series. People suddenly saw how other normal people lived on TV or some states, but and then later the peak, the extra peak came with YouTube, that we saw how other people live without acting, without, and just how other people live, right? That's transhumanism. So there's no transhumanism coming or so. We're living right in the middle of the transhumanist age. And the thing is, I was today in a chat, in a server, new server, and I said this, and someone goes, wow, this is so deep and great and perfect. Yeah, man, so wow. And then I was devoted telling about my experience with More Than a Girl. And, I mean, I cannot believe how people think. And the more you find these moments that there's, if people don't understand you or you don't understand other people, the more you tend to think, are you crazy? Or am I crazy? Right? I mean, and self-reflection, and self-consciousness is the first step of, that's part of atonement, right? You need to understand yourself before you can change yourself and thus your future and that of others around you. You lead by example is the only way, the only weapon you have, right? You cannot say, you're compassionate about MMA and being a fighter and a wrestler, and but you never go training, you never go to the school, you don't never watch MMA fighting, you don't know anything about these fighters. Nobody will take you seriously, right? So this is not a philosophy. A philosophy you live. And I hear there's a lot of people who have part of their life philosophy is watching UFC and MMA and so on. And I understand that interest. I have that with Formula One, and this is like Formula One was the awakening for COVID for me. So it's intrinsically linked. If you cannot change the past, I only knew about lockdowns and things and worldwide scam panic. I had 4 days more, or so I think it was 3 days, since 3/11, because I saw that the Formula One in Melbourne was cancelled on the day it should be happening. So I was like, okay. And so that's the only thing I follow is Formula One and a little bit of football, so but mostly Formula One. And that's where you see also trends, and we race as one, this Black Lives Matter bullshit agendas. I play them out there. And, oh shit. Oh, please. Yeah, no. Oh, shit. No, okay, yeah. We still have power on my laptop. What do I want to say? You see, and the Formula One is like the world in mini, so. And they plan a calendar of 23 races next year, but lockdown will stay and people will not be back to normal, so. It'll be like this, without audience. To be honest, I've been to one Formula One, and you see it much better on television. It's nice to have the experience on site and smell and hear, and yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have done it at least once or twice, or a couple of times in your life. It's nice to do it. I went to the Hungaroring in 2017. And a very hot day, and then I was still drinking beer, and it was crazy amount. So it was really not how I would do it now, but yeah, that's learnings. Yeah, quit alcohol as self-medication. If you use alcohol self-medication, you have a job, and after work day, every time you pull up a beer, every time that's your relaxed drug, change that behavior. You can. Thank you, Greg. We're going only on fakeologist now, and that's fine. It's cool. Thank you, Greg, for recording. We're not 6 hours in, luckily. I have enough recordings already. But so, now, live only. If there's someone listening, I don't know. I don't think at this hour, but we are global. We are global resistance movement, people. We have gifts. We see the future, we have analyzed things, we know things. Keeping that knowledge for ourselves, while we know that our adore column, our friends, family, the ones who depend on us, our loved ones, don't see these things, and we do. If we keep this information for ourselves, it is greed. And it is violence, because it hurts them in the future. We know that. I mean, the future is not looking good if we don't act upon things. And I see too much defeatism. Yeah, it's going to happen anyway, and we cannot do anything, and we can just keep watching, consuming things. The Netflix normies, they watch Netflix, and so-called new normies, they still keep consuming stuff which is not important for what's happening now. Yeah, you can, yeah, sorry guys. The Great Reset, the Great Remindset. Let's remind ourselves what's going on here, and let's change our mindset to work together, using our lessons, documenting what's going on, for a fair and fertile future. There's only profit, mutual profit, symbiosis, social egoism, and it's completely voluntaristic. It is a combination of so many philosophies together, willingly and unwillingly, that everybody recognizes that he or she is awake, is recognizes the evil of the system in any way, shape or form. And that's what these columns represent. Everyone has some score on any of these columns. Many people are very, very conscious about their diet, about going to the gym and keeping their body healthy and all this kind of thing. That is a form of awakening, of awareness, of seeing the importance of that and not being the obese, typical American driving around in a buggy or in a electrical car when they are our age, my age, 41 or something, right? That's not how it should be. So they can train others who are weaker at that level, like myself. So, and with training dogs, I can share how I train Molly. You can try these tips and tricks and see if it catches on with your dog. It is really amazing. Molly is objectively so intelligent. It is scary. I am so amazed by her intelligence. I didn't know a dog could be so intelligent. It's really, really beautiful. Really. And this wouldn't have existed without the roller coaster ride. So thank you, Rollo, for the time we spent together, 23 days. It was a roller coaster ride. And you can listen back to Mollycast 08, The Payback. And you hear Rollo, both in Colombia and out of Colombia and all. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the Joker. That's how the movie is with Rollo. And I will only talk about Rollo and about Rollo, who has spent 23 days 24/7 with him. Because with all respect, Rollo, the Rollo you know, is not the Rollo of 24/7. And the people who know him know that that is the case. Hello. Hey, is someone here? Hey, who joins?
Hey, what up?
Hey, Eki, you're still there, man. Hey, Eki. Wow. What time is it there?
4 a.m. Yeah, I fell asleep and then I woke up again. I'm sorry for interrupting all week.
Don't feel sorry for falling asleep, man. No, that's your first priority, right? I mean, good.
Yeah. Alright, I gotta go.
Alright. Okay, that was a very short snippet of Aki on fakeologies.com radio. It is cool that I talk with him again now. I met him somewhere else on another server. It's the only other South American in all of us, and he comes from the country I spent one day, in a country where their first language is also my first language, which is Dutch. Nederlands. We spoke there in Nederlands, and maar samen toch ook meer Engels. But there are 500,000 people living in that country. There are 20 times more people living in this city than in his country. And we found each other online. He's much younger than me, but that's fine. And we talked about Suriname, the country he's from. And my one only day in Suriname was also a day of adventures and so on, because, yeah, and I didn't even seek it myself. It came to me. It was really, really an interesting experience. I think I have talked about it before on Facebook. I'm the inverse of the alcohol percentage of the bottle of wine Sure. So let's say the bottle of wine, it was a white wine. So it's like a 12% something. So 88% sure that I already shared this, but I'll share it for the new listeners. My only day in Paramaribo, the capital of Stavilia City, the capital of Suriname. I was staying in, of course, the best hotel of town, because that's where you, there's not so much choice there. And I was, after a working day, I was standing outside, smoking a cigarette, having my orange sunglasses, and still in my work outfit. And I was watching the entrance of the hotel, so I was looking around, the sky and everything, thinking about the day. And I saw someone coming out of the door, wiggling, or how I said it, wiggling, not walking straight, a woman, with a bottle of white wine in her hand where she was drinking from. And I was looking at her, you have to understand, Suriname is a country which is like 90% black or so. And so there are not many whites like me, and especially not with orange sunglasses. And she was looking at me and staring at me alone. And I was just looking behind my sunglasses, looking at what she was doing. And she is one of the most famous actresses of Holland. And it's really funny to have seen her at 5 o'clock coming out completely pissed drunk with a bottle of wine and drinking from that, and having that eye contact with her. It was really cool. I didn't greet her. I was just watching, and I wasn't freaky or so either. It was an interesting eye contact, not directly with Katja Schuurman. That was my experience in Paramaribo. I didn't exit the hotel, so I didn't party there or something. No, this was my friend. So it came to me, and she had her film crew with her, and so, and yeah, I don't know, bodyguard, something like that. It's a Dutch actress. They're not going out with the huge bodyguards, otherwise they will be shot or so. No, it's not like that. The country is too small for that. It's really, it's not like Hollywood, so. But she played the role in her friend. She was a good friend, the Theo van Gogh. Movie interview, Steve Buscemi and Sienna Miller. She played the Sienna Miller role in the original movie, Dutch movie, by Theo van Gogh. And she's also a good friend of Hans Steven. So it all comes together nicely. Funny thing with Hans Steven also, but I have not shared that on where yet. This was in my sabbatical year, 2015. It was the year I looked into my own genealogy and so on. I was waking up and so, but mostly busy with that. Looking at my own family, where I came from. And I was back in The Hague. Very horrible climate. It was like a November day, but it was in April. And I was staying in an Airbnb with an Armenian family. And I've been to Armenia, so we talked about that, of course. And she came from a village in Brabant, the same village where Hans Steven is from. She knew Hans Steven. She was the closest, together with the icon that you had with Fetcher Schumann, but we never materialized in contact. Hans Steven, if you're listening to IMR Radio, Hans Steven, gast, er is niemand die mij zo geïnspireerd heeft in mijn humor als jij, en ik deel jou waar ik ook kan. En jouw materiaal, we kunnen niet bij elkaar zitten. Ik nodig je uit in Colombia, alsjeblieft, laten we dat mogelijk maken. En je kunt vrij spreken zonder maskers en met een kaarsje erbij in je hand. En whatever jij lekker vindt, dingen die ik niet lekker vind, die jij lekker vindt en andersom. Right? Yes, Hans Steven, I think you are an excellent inspirator, and people should watch and listen to Hans Steven. Very intelligent man. So yeah, it all comes together. It's a very small world in Holland. It's not like Hollywood and so. It's, you know, it's much smaller. It's funny to see that. So yeah, it was the Hans Steven experience and the Katja Schuurman experience, two friends and exes as well. So yeah, she's a beautiful woman. Absolutely, look her up. It's easy. Katja Schuurman. She is stunningly beautiful. And Hal Steven is pretty ugly, and that he can get such a beautiful woman. Yeah. I hope I'm not as ugly as Hal Steven, but similar kind of charm. And let men judge each other on the type of women they can attract. And not gold diggers, not fake boobs women. No, real, organic, beautiful women. That's Katja Schurman, and that's Laura as well. Paola as well. It's real, natural beauty. So if you have these women around you, and they're wise, and they're awake on something, and they keep something aside of the system. Want to throw something out there? There have been talks about sanitary things and how you shit and so. I'm not interested in that so much to talk about actually. I want to talk about showers. Let's talk about showers.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Laura Mars from The Jig Is Up, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Beautiful, The Eyes of Laura Mars. Okay, it's the movie I have there. I didn't know your name was from there originally, and it's nice to hear you. Beautiful. Throw your voice out there, please. I forgot what I was saying. I have to listen back to the audio. I cannot do that now. Shit, what was it? Oh, yeah. I had to throw something out there. Well, what I want to throw out there at least is ask yourself and everybody around you the question, where do you want to be if you are stuck somewhere for 5 years? That scenario is possible. I don't know if it's going to happen. It's possible. You have to think about that question. I'm doing that all the time, of course, for myself. I cannot define that for other people. You have to think that for yourself. That's commitment to change. CTC. There's no change coming for you. External, you have to change yourself. That's the great reset, the great new mindset. Good change. That's change. No, let's change. And there's a volcanic eruption coming towards you. You starting running, that's change. You change your behavior from what you did before. That's change. That's the only change there is. Yeah, the environment changes and your response to it, that is the actual change there is. If you don't do anything, yeah, then you're not ending up well with a volcanic eruption. And this beast, too big to fight, too big to fail, let's see. The thing is, we don't depend on skill, so we cannot fail on that. Right? We cannot fail on skill. We cannot fail on skill. Because it doesn't depend on that. You don't have to have so many shocks of a shift and arise and away and all that. No. You don't have to pay back an investment. You don't have to go stocks. We can make things Bitcoin. We can use all kinds of ways. Everybody knows ways to make our own economy. We make that happen. The great dream mindset, I hope Ab names the shit like I asked. The thing is, I am maybe strange and weird, but I'm not crazy. Although my best friend says I'm crazy, that's pretty, 18 years, your best friend? And he now calls you crazy? Wow, he was the one waking up with this, seeing the political aspect of this mask thing and so. But he somehow separates that into worlds, so that is one world of politics. And he's a journalist. I cannot comprehend this. It is his passion to document what's going on. This is a journalist. The basic of a journalist is you document what's going on. Well, I'm a journalist. There's no protective status. You don't have to study to become a journalist. If you do that, if you document what's going on, you're a journalist. And if you do it in an artistic form, you're artistic. You're reviewing things. You're criticizing things. You're challenging things. That's journalism. I mean, you will hear it. You will hear more on IMI Radio Mollycast. I had so many names in the Mollycast that I don't know which name I will choose in the end, but there are so many new names and new words that you will hear how it's called. But yeah, it will be good. It will be good. You will enjoy it. The thing is, we have to act. This is for us, the great reset of new world opportunities. It's for us. We need to act. We need to change our mindset. We need to think differently. We know the future will be different. We cannot do keep doing the same thing. This Einstein, I don't know what. It's stupidity, yeah. But we see the tsunami coming towards us, and we don't even warn our friends. We keep warning them now. They're not listening because we are pushing too much. Most people do that. I don't do that, but most people do that. It's pulling. It's pulling it out and finding the areas where people are awake and step into that. That's your in. Everybody is an in. Everybody. You can disprove me with one person that 100% supports everything, the system of the beast, everything. Every agenda out there. Well, it's impossible because the agendas are contradictory. So there is nobody who does everything. Yeah, if they're contradicting themselves, and they do all the time, but you see, it's... So everybody is awake on some level, on something. And they can completely believe in viruses and all that kind of stuff, as long as they know that there's a war against us. If you're online and you're listening to this and you don't believe there is a war against us, wake up, or we talk on a spiritual level that you have outsourced that in your thinking and you have a comfy life and so, okay, then I understand how, what we talk about, let's talk about that, nice, but in the real life environment, there's a war going on, right? The first world war there is. The last two world wars were not as world war as this world war. So, when is World War III gonna start? Sorry, reality check, I don't know. I cannot believe that you can be so asleep, so blind to what's happening around. And I try to find the people who see the same thing on most of the levels, who have the most sync with. I am steering sync, and then by that we're creating new words for new... an academy, alternative academy of words. And this is how we make the network. So, all together we have so much knowledge, so much wisdom, best practices. We can teach children app, your child academy, I don't know how you want to call it. The apps academy. I like that one. Apps academy. Because there's nothing wrong with academia, academic standards, like referencing, like, the structure of a report, of a scientific report, like a discussion and methods and so on, intro and suggestions for further research and so on. That is valuable. That is intrinsically good. That is a good way of reporting things if you have a similar structure. And a shift is a variation of that, of course. It comes also from my geologic scientific knowledge and so on, ways of structuring articles. You see, Fakeopedia, Wikipedia, Shell Wiki, Game Wikis, I've done many wikis. So, yeah, you cannot say that I'm not out there. I have thrown my skills out there, and other people can realize it and see that. And let's combine these, and let's find new ways, new ideas to work together and to spread truth by not pushing into people, but attracting people to it. Because we have a unique design, which is as simple as it can be. It's just fonts. There's no symbol, no need for, at least in my perspective, no need for symbolism and drawings and shapes and so. I want to do something with Guana and Muisca, so they have so many beautiful shapes, and you can add your own shapes, but if we do something together, let's do that then, your own shape, below the a shift or aware or a maze, anything we can do together. A sign, a line, a life, arise, aspire, ahead. We are ahead. If we work together, we are ahead. We're these generals in a meeting room, they're talking about their war plans. Well, we are the resistance countering that, doing the same thing, as I see. But with a good intent, because our war is not, our resistance is not based on greed and violence and bullying like theirs. But we steal their cannon and shoot their fort, let's say, right? That kind of thing. We use their weapons against them, because we don't need to reinvent the wheel. Right? I mean, app just needs to understand just a little bit into Bitcoin pathway, and then other people can help him out and show the best practices. And then he reports that in a summarized view, short video would be ideal, short audio and so, and a discussion, let people try it out, test it, and then let's jump to that and at least partially have our wallets into that, partially at least. And if we can work together like it online on that basis already, and then we become already independent of money, which we know will disappear. I don't know when exactly there will be no more. The money system will not be the main system anymore. Then there will still be money, but I don't know when that will be, but in our lifetime. Only if you're 75 or older, I would say, okay, maybe they're not, but hopefully it will, let's say. I hope you have a long and healthy life. But for all the rest of us, and that's the 99% of the listeners of Fakeologist.com and IMR Radio, is in our lifetime, money will disappear. In our lifetime, we will have anti-social carbon credit, ASCC, the IS, what is it, ISCC, ISCC. ICCP? What is it? ICCP, I think. Yeah, it's a complete fraud. It's completely anti-scientific. None of these models have ever predicted anything right. So by definition, these models are false. That is the baseline. You don't need to go into any detail. I have built hundreds and hundreds of models, geologic basins in the world. So if my model doesn't fit the calibration data, it's not, the model doesn't work. If where they have oil fields and where they have shows and where they have exploration wells, hopefully they have oil and or gas there as well. But if in at least the control areas the model doesn't give the right outcome, it's not the right model. It's my job, was my job, calibrating models, teaching about this and so. And geology is much more uncertain than climate, but climate is also far too uncertain to predict with all these kind of things. And these models behind, these algorithms behind it, in simulation with models, you can get any result you want. It's completely politically driven. It's not scientifically driven. The science is settled proves that it's not science, because science, by definition, is never settled. So it is intrinsically anti-scientific. Self-evidently, it's not science. Self-evidently. Going into any more discussion, they have proven themselves that they're not doing science, it's politics. And the thing is, this is one of the areas where so much awakening, so many people know that the global warming hoax is bullshit. Let's be honest, more people than about some shooting we know a lot about, or even the Holocaust story. Global warming is much more awakening already. They just need to find us. We have good podcasts, good material, good videos, good blog posts, good forum posts, good other channels making content, major theme, Agenda 2030. It is what this is about. Carbon. So anti-social carbon credits. Well, that's their system they want to impose on us. Let's be ahead of them and let's make a system which is not centralized. It's an organic philosophy. Having social credit, based on social credit. We provide value to each other and we give value back without money interaction. It's not needed. Service for service, barter trade products, promotion, cross-pollinized promotion, everything. The opportunities are endless because we do what we do already best and we come to new ideas and let's do that. And if it's easy enough, lots of easy ideas that each generate a little bit of income and you have your life supported by that, it doesn't matter if some things fall away and or don't work, you're still supported by other things. And that's how they live their life, with much bigger assets, and we can do it with smaller assets for our own life. And we should do that. That's how I am now arranging my own life. It's a bit of a struggle, but it's, yeah, that's only learning. It's 6 minutes to three, wow. It's a long, long day of chatting and so it's really lots of things happening. But I want to throw my ideas out on Fakeologist. You will hear more in the Mollycast that I will produce soonish. But at least want to throw this out there. And yeah, Marcus Allen, sorry, I get a bit Scarlet Scary now. Can you please... what you just need to do, it's easy, you summarize what exclave means and what it isn't. It is not a cult, it is not a religion, blah, blah, blah. Same with IF, a shift. You choose your platform, but you need to have that. You're a marketing guy. You cannot... how can you expect people to pay $19 a week for me? That's a lot of money, mister, yeah, in my reality here. For something nobody knows what it is. It's a mystery. This is a very strange marketing. Are you afraid? Clearly not, because you talk about it, so you give information out, but you don't give a summary and a fact sheet or so, right? That's what Fakepedia is for me with a shift. You see, it's fact sheet, and what is it in so many words? What is it in so many letters? What's the 9x11 matrix? There's quite some material there, which I think you will like and subscribe to. Please become my patron and let's become IMI Radio guest partners and talk about things here. And then I become your patron because other people catch on, become my patron because of our show together. So I support you back, right? It's growth, mutual profit. It's only growth. It's social egoism. We share that the virtue of the self is important, but also by sharing our own virtues of ourselves, our own skills, our own talents, we help each other too. So it's social. It's ascending from the beautiful Ayn Rand, because we cannot work as islands anymore. We cannot work individualistic, pure like Ayn Rand. That is not good anymore, because we don't have that luxury anymore. We need to bind. We need to combine together and set aside our differences and embrace our similarities to fight this war. We are the resistance. There's nobody else. There's nobody coming for us. There's no LGBTQAnon. There's no Trump. This theater of these elections and these selections, or what is it? I don't know even. I'm now starting to doubt it, what it actually is. But it doesn't matter. I still think Trump will win because nobody wants Biden there. I mean, can you imagine? That's the thing. They have to think about their lineup, right? You cannot have Abe Lincoln and JFK, Joe Biden. People are like, what the fuck? What kind of... It's like the President Camacho. But the President Camacho, that's the thing. He's strong and sexy as well. It's like Obama was this sexy rock star. If you, after that, put Hillary there, you're not serious. If you put there Joe Biden, you're not serious. Trump gets 2 terms, just like his predecessors, and that's the maximum. You cannot have more terms, so then there will be someone else. Probably a black woman, so-called maybe Michelle Obama. I assume that's next step then. That's what they talk about. And the first straight U.S. female, sorry, first straight female U.S. President of the United States, President of the United States, Lisa Simpson, Agenda 2030, Part to the Future. That episode is key. It's really, it's like a mini Orwell thing, Matrix, something you have to have seen and have to understand how important it is. Soylent Green, now with more kids, is the breakfast Bart receives from Homer. They zoom into it, and I have screen capped that, linked it, I think, on Wikipedia. Yeah, scary. Scary. I mean, predictive. Still in the 90s, but in 2000. So before 9/11, the 90s ended on September 11, 2001, as I define it. For me, luckily one day more I had. Of the 90s, 12, beautiful story. I've talked about it before, so I will not repeat everything. I have to listen back to old audio, so I don't know in which one. So yeah, I didn't document that as well. I will talk about it on IMR Radio again, because I want to talk about 9/11 is 1963.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't have free will. You have the appearance of free will.
Yeah, I'm not so sure of that. I think Gaia leads us, but it's up to us to have our free will to grab these paths, these sync paths. These moments where we sync with someone, let's grab that and let's make a new path in our lives and profit from the alignment we have with someone. Click. And everybody has that with someone and other people, and doesn't depend on what. Yeah, he is friends with he, him. What the fuck? Are we in a playground, in a school? Or what is happening around it? And that is, I experienced that today. Oh, you talk positive about someone we don't like here. Yeah, that's my experience. I cannot prove. Maybe she stole diamonds. I used to say, example. Maybe she stole diamonds. Sorry, that's not my experience with her. She didn't sell me diamonds, so but I cannot. I just share my experience with someone. How can that be wrong? It cannot be wrong. Sorry. It cannot be logically, socially, mentally wrong to do that. This completely lunatic leftist thing. You say, okay, I had a dinner with Donald Trump. That's possible. I mean, you could have had a dinner with Donald Trump somewhere if you're in a situation. You don't need to be part of the real elite to have that possibility, right? And then you talk about that to a staunch anti-Trump, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you should get the same illogical, completely emotional reactions. Probably you cannot tell these kind of things without them going crazy. And you just share your experience, what you had with Donald Trump. And you would listen to that. You're our grandfather, our grandparents, this is what we did. We listened to our grandparents telling experiences, talking about their experiences. Yeah. If they have met famous people, it's extra interesting because other people know these people and so on. And, I mean, yeah. But, my family has had this kind of empty, but not like huge things and so on. I don't come from any elite or so at all. And my childhood was not really elitist at all, both in financial and in other caring things. But I also had a very, very interesting, very intellectual childhood, and yeah, I profit from that, of course, and I cherish that from what my parents gave me. And my Halloween costumes are pretty clear and out there, so I don't hide that. The thing is, it's nice to just share your thoughts and have a monologue and so. I'm not mad from Quantum of Conscience. How can you call yourself Quantum of Conscience while you keep only doing monologues and you don't do dialogues and trialogues and stuff like that? Eh? Conscience and quantum of things, I would say there's always diversity of mind, there's always more than one needed for that. Otherwise you become, like a preacher of something. But you never corrected in your own thoughts, never challenged the interaction with comments. It's not the same. You need to talk with someone on the same level. Talk with us here at fakeologies.com. Talk with me on Fake IMI Radio and with other bright minds there. Let's do that. But you hold monologues. I don't know why. I cannot understand it. I think it's not healthy. It's not good for you. Once in a while, like I'm doing now. Okay, but I'm reflecting on what I talk with other people. And you only talk about things you experience yourself with or views you have yourself. That comes across, no matter what you say, it comes across as you know everything. But that's the message you give, consciously or subconsciously or whatever. You give that message with anything. You can talk about cars. I know everything about cars because you talk about cars at home. If you have interaction with other people, guess, and they get their views, and they say the same things, then you have confirmation, you have two samples, or data, science, confirmation of something, at least, or clues in a murder case or investigation, something. Things align, things add up, there is something, there's a pattern, there's structure. And there's structure in everything, there's meaning in everything, everything is meaning. And the chaos they made for us, yeah, they have ripped the structure quite a bit, of course, and I don't blame anyone in not seeing this immediately, how this all could work. The level of conditioning and hypnotizing, of brainwashing, of the system on people is so astonishingly high, even among the truth-seeker population. And even with my strict filters. That's why I behave like I behave. I filter, and that's how I get the good people on IMI Radio and speak their minds and release them. If other good people, they don't even need to like me. It's not about me. It's my guests. And so they have beautiful words, beautiful quotes. Let them speak, and I produce that. And that's just to tell you that it needs to be supported by Patreon. And then step by step, we move to apps, Bitcoin way. I think that's a good way forward. But for now, Patreon. And the thing is, it will be all valued back, because that money I cannot touch or anything. It's not to eat or something. No, of course not. It is for Molly and my birthday. We will, I don't know how much it will be, but we will then buy something that you will see the value back in IMR Radio, right? And so you invest in the betterment of the podcast and videos and photos and everything. Beautiful models, Molly, Laura, and Bucko. It is overwhelming. And it's within reach for me, and it's within, there's a lot of things within reach for other people. It's just making that reach and seeing how it's profiting from sync. It's steering sync. You have these moments, these clicks with people in life, and you recognize, hey, we're on the same track, the same frequency on something. Use that. Use these moments. Those are lessons from God, from Gaia, from divinity. We should listen to that, right? That's how I see God, divinity, is passive. That's, I can only listen to her. I cannot pray. I cannot demand. She doesn't give. She shows the way like this. And so she gives advice, like the older lady, the smoking older lady of the Matrix, let's say. An oracle. Yes, that is, Gaia is her own oracle if you listen to her lessons. And think is a lesson. Deja vu's. I've had my own, it's not lucid dreaming, right? I changed my own deja vu thing. I knew what I was about to say because I recognized what was happening as a deja vu from a dream, and I knew what I was going to say in the dream, and then I said something else. So I changed, nothing coming out of that, so I didn't change the path, the course of future. But yeah, it was a funny experience, and the sign that there's much more than just the physical. And I love the physical, and I study physical, and I think it's very important to realize it. But it's both worlds, but we shouldn't apply the laws of one world on the other. That's not fair. So same with what they do with science. Thank you, SMJ. If they do that, no. The physical world is bound by physical laws and logic and science, truth-seeking and so on. And that's why a lot of things cannot happen. Physically, they cannot be true. But the spiritual world, it has their own spiritual laws and so on. So you cannot apply, physically it doesn't work, but spiritually it's there. Yeah, if spiritually, you can, there are like arguments in spirituality. You can make your point in spirituality. And Min, thank you for joining IMR Radio. You're very good at that. Making spirituality understandable and show the universality what we all feel, what we all have. We all go through life with differences in this. Even people who are completely glued to their cell phones. Even those. They also take shit where they don't have the phone or something, right? I mean, they have time to think about themselves. The shower, I like the shower. It's really a good place. And that's what I want to say. Yeah, great. Great, you're back. How do you take a shower? Do you use like a sponge? Like a rubbing thing or a synthetic thing? Or maybe a natural sponge, like in the Caribbean you can find a lot, but everywhere. I never use it, but I wash myself, just my hands. So I'm not putting any external, synthetic especially, thing on my body like that. I use my hands, so whatever bacteria or germs there are on my hands, they will exchange with my body and so on. And soap, I wash myself with soap. But it's not and a sponge or so, because that catches bacteria, fungi, germs, let's say. So if you wash yourself with that, I think it's by definition more unhealthy. And if it's like a synthetic product, I don't know how much effect it has. Probably not so much, but it has an effect. The thing is, that's a principle I think is very good to share because it applies to everything. It has an effect. So the same with this rape discussion with poisons, vaccination. It's rape with poisons. They try to make us believe, yeah, but it's just a little bit of mercury and it's just so many blah 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 of blah blah, and yeah, it's a whole cocktail of all kinds of strange things. It doesn't matter the dose, it has an effect. And they can never ever prove that all these different elements they have in there, they can never prove how that reacts with any of our bodies. There's too much variety by definition. If they would have one ingredient in this vaccine, so-called, then they can show, okay, this is how it reacts to 99.999% of the population. But with so many different ingredients, by definition, if you make a paella, you already exclude the people who have a crustacean allergy, and there are quite some people who have that. So it's things like that, right? We use the complexity, the luggedness, the sluggishness, the obesity of the beast. Obesity of the beast. The beast is obese. We are flexible. We are still young. Also, Ab, you're much older than me. Now you're also, you're 55, right? So you're also 14 years older than me, my favorite number. 41 plus 14, beautiful palindrome. It's 55, beautiful repetition number. Everything has meaning. So let's share meanings, let's share ideas, let's bounce brains. Please join, donate to app, donate to IMR Radio, become a member there, let's bounce brains there too. App has his own interest, the Media Fakery is a part of AWARE, but there are so many other columns and things that everybody is awake about and on. I'm defending my Molly against people who want to rape her or sacrifice her, i.e. kill her, sacrifice. I mean, sorry. When I got Molly, I would never have imagined this. We're now together 9 months, a little bit more, 9 months. And after 4 months or so, yeah, 4 months, 5 months, she was threatened to be sacrificed. That's pretty insane. Because I didn't want to rape her with poisons. You have to have a vaccination passport. That's the thing. They first started with normalizing it for pets, for dogs, especially cats as well, but dogs are going out more and so. Interact with people more, that's the thing. They normalized it for dogs, and that's how they justify that it's also for us. We're animals. Animal farm. You're treated like dogs, literally. That is the original meaning of cynical. It's like it comes from kinos, dog. But it's like dogs in Dutch, when you could say that. It's a very funny... I have a very... It's just kind of a dark outlook on the world and so on. But we have to drag each other through this. Everybody is going through the same roller coaster of emotions and worry about the future. But please, let's not worry about the future. Let's not be afraid of the future. Let's be alert of the future. Know what's going to happen more or less. When, we don't know exactly. But if we are prepared for worst case scenarios, and we can do that, and that's what any group of people does, and foundation, a corporation, a company, a group of friends who organize a holiday together, a camping trip. Everybody has their role, and we work together like this, and everybody does best. If you organize a successful camping trip with your friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, doesn't matter, men or women, doesn't matter. Everybody organizes best what they are best at and what they like doing most. Oh, I'm showing decoration, so that person decorates. That is how we should live together, all of us, because that's where we come from. That is the natural way of living. When you see something like that, that's an example, and I see it of natural, organic living together, tribal. Tribal, with friends, with family, with your loved ones, your adore column. And let's support the lives of each other. This is what Colombia used to be, at least. Hey, my aunt makes birthday cakes. I already buy with you, from you. You're my friend, we talk, and so. Yeah, let's make that then. Let's not go to a big chain supermarket and buy a cake there. No, that's on the grid, right? No, let's go off the grid in the city and let's do business with the small entrepreneurs that are still there and struggling. We need to support these people, and by that, it can only grow, because these people are also cheap, especially here in Colombia. And I think it's unfair that only the elite profit from the economic disparity there is in the world. We should do that too. Because otherwise, it's unfair that only they do that. And we can do that, that's the thing. There's no boundary to that. They can do that, and not by illegal, it's completely legal. This is... people may think I'm crazy, or I'm weird, I'm... Weird, okay, but I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I see things coming for us, and I want to guide us through that and around that. Yeah, if you want to go, Diana's arrogant, so no. If I don't know about something about the subject, I'm not bragging about things. I'm not bullshitting. I'm not making myself bigger than I am. No, not at all. I realize how little I know, but also at the same time, how much we know together. And the more we share, the more we are. And the more we share. We need to share things, because if you don't, there's greed. The thing is, all of us here, all fakeologists, we share one thing, I would say, and please correct me if I'm wrong in the comments section. You use this platform for doing that. All of us oppose a system that is hostile to us. All of us. And we oppose that because it's a system based on greed. If we do that, if we recognize the greed in that, we cannot be greedy ourselves. That would make us hypocrites, right? Example, if you see...
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Well, a beautiful interruption. Thanks, Ab. All the shout out to the benefactors. I cannot read them more. I don't know. But yeah, 9.11 a month, that's nothing. That is completely fair. So the thing is, Ab, you become my patron, and I become a benefactor of you. I support you back. I like it. I mean, this is a... I'm not going to starve to death for 9.11 a month. That's fair. So, right, that's fair. We support each other. Value for value. Did no agenda show. You said it yourself, your own words. Let's do that. And we now do Patreon, and then we move to Bitcoin. But please do not exclude the Patreon because the Bitcoin coin future. Right? We need to diversify. The thing is, you will get a lot of value back because apps, podcast. If I get 5 patrons, I release the app podcast, World of Madness. Edu from Spain, the Corona test, nasal rape, testimony, how he was raped in the hospital in Spain, to test so-called for Corona. This pretty unique testimony of the war against us, the rape. That's actually when I came up with the comparison, because of our chat. It's a result of our chat. Did you see how these things go? And number 3, a unique podcast with a historian who is a fact checker of Fomenko, very important, and is publishing a lot on his blog, his website. It's not a blog, it's a website. It's a bit like Wikipedia, in the sense of an encyclopedia-like idea. It's not so linked with each other, but it's very good. So seetruth.today, that's the thing. I want to become his patron by people coming to me, and then if we get patrons from each other, let's support each other back for half of that. Can work on that basis, and we don't depend on these kind of things. So there is a system forming, which is not a system. It's an organic. It's like bubbles in a bubble pool or so, or in a mud volcano or something, and they bind because it's organic. They have their organic chemical or bonding atomic model. I don't know what it actually does, but it binds. It shows these chemical and physical properties. It binds, things bind, and certain colors form, and certain colors for certain frequencies. Everything has meaning. It's fractal. Gaia's fractal. So, and there is, for sure, I'm now convinced of that, and you pick electromagnetic component to everything. And I'm very interested in learning more about that, and getting more wisdom. I'm not at all wise on that, although I'm not an expert on that. I'm not. And so that's the thing. I'm not arrogant about things I don't know about. Right? I mean, I want to learn about these things. But I'm very adamant about the things I have looked into because the evidence is there. Doesn't matter if you look at Wikipedia, it exists. So it's self-evident that I have shared all my research with the world on so many different platforms. And now I do that here in monologue in fakeologies.com. It's been a long time ago, maybe. I don't remember having done that even. I don't know. I've done it on the podcast. One is released as The Power of Positivity. An important breakthrough day in my life, 1st of May. And now it's also today also pretty breakthrough in so many things. It's need some time to reflect on this, so that's why I want to record this now. I'm going to spend time to edit my molecules and take some time off of Discord. It's good for me, it's good for everyone, and hopefully go more off the grid in the near future, before they close down the city again. And I spend time with Laura and Molly in the countryside, beautiful countryside. What you see on Wikipedia off the grid is my photo of the Chicamocha Canyon. That is where I want to be. So I'm very close to that. It's 400 kilometers and 10 hours driving, by the way. I'm pretty close to realizing that if someone dares to live in the palace. I mean, it's like it's the opposite of a punishment, literally. It's the opposite of a prison cell. What you feel in a prison cell is you start thinking in yourself. Well, it's good for reflection. But if you're in a prison cell with only iPhones and iPads and Androids and all around you, all these gadgets that keep us busy around you, and the Netflix and TV and all that, that is where people now live in. That is, they have their own prisons, their houses, it's their own prison. This is also a house, an apartment and so on, but you have such a view that it is not a prison. You don't feel any prison, you don't feel any lockdown. And also for people who have agoraphobia, they at a certain level they don't like going on the street and so, and especially now I understand with the moral ambassadors, you don't want to be confronted with this bullshit around you. And all my sympathies. I also sometimes struggle with that, right? You have ups and downs in your thinking and diversity of your own brain, time through time. So it's 4D. It's changing through time. It's 4D. I have made, that was my professional career, is making 4D models, so it's 4D, it's 3D plus time. If something is dynamic, if something is changing shape, 3D, changing shape, that is 4D. And everything in sociology, in social sciences, it's not really a science, it's an oxymoron, but because you cannot measure it exactly enough. It's all with statistics, and you can all, it's all agenda driven, it's a complete joke. And it depends on so few people. I mean, Freud, Bernays, Darwin, Nietzsche, there are so few base philosophers and thinkers below the foundation of the school system. The universality of the universality of the university is founded on very little diversity of ideas. There's of course, and no, it's not that everybody agrees with each other, but and that's by design, of course. Thing is, we can be the opposite. We can have the biggest mental diversity, the biggest diversity of ideas, but by challenging ourselves and each other, making sure that we're not sharing bullshit and also not alternative bullshit again, because part of the time I was away at Fakeologies, I was part of something other people probably went through before, these aliens and giants and Nephilim and Hyperborea, and yeah, there's proof of this and this, and yeah, okay, first question, could it be fake? And that's the thing, they are not aware on media fakery, they believe too much stuff, they believe Stonehenge is real and so on. I mean, maybe not that, but then they think that's the exception. No, really, no. It's the rule, more or less. That's something I'm still preparing to choose to finish my thoughts on a bit longer than I expected, but I'd like to talk about it a bit. Now, something I want to say, SMJ, your isotopes, right? You like isotopes. I'm not so interested in isotopes. What I'm interested in is what I see in the field. And what is clear, what is absolutely clear, and you just have to go into the field anywhere you go, doesn't depend on me telling you things, no, you just see that if you have a little bit of basic geology, and that's what we all should have because that's where we came from. We made our tools based on the iron and the copper and so found by the geologists at the time. That was their job, right? If you look at Gaia, you see plate tectonics, you see how the layers work and how that reconstructions have worked with that. It makes sense. Mountain building, plate tectonics. It's not to come up with a better model that explains everything like it, like the current model does. That's the thing, there's lies in every science, so, but that they cannot fake because you see it happening. It takes long, and that's the thing, Gaia is fucking old. So it doesn't matter what isotopes and how old exactly, I don't believe in all these exact ages, no. And I've documented a lot of these things on Wikipedia. I have a very good overview of geologic history. And there's nobody who has written so much about geological formation with fossils. That's me, on the whole Wikipedia, in English. So SMJ, a shout out to you. What I want to say is, I'm a bit offended that you never came across one of my wiki articles. You have shared so many articles from wiki, but never one of mine. And it's interesting, because I've written quite a number of them. Maybe it will come one day to link to what you look at. But I'm not into the nuke shit and so on. And the thing is, this so-called dino hoax, it's not like that. It's more complex and more simple. They have an cross-group fossil hoax, but there are also fossils that are real at the same time. And it's not, dinosaurs don't exist, poof, they're away, and all the other animals just exist like normal. No, sorry. If you're thinking way too simplistically, if you're so all the truck van attacks, they were all fake, but all the school shootings were all real, and all the other sites were all real, You talk only about the truck fan attack. That's the dino hoax. There's one part that is completely fake, and other things with similar things underneath are real. That is illogical. That doesn't make sense, this division. What is fake in most of the cases, and that depends on the deposition environment, and that's why I documented these things. What is fake is to find a completely articulated skeleton of a huge animal. It can be a dinosaur, it can be a plesiosaur, ichthyosaur, the kronosaur in Biela Leiba. We have photos with Rollo and Oscar and me. Not with Moni. She was at home. But that is fake. That doesn't happen. Gaia doesn't work like that. You cannot preserve something which is only under the highest, rarest possibilities to fossilize, and then have it so complete. That luck, and they literally, it's so crazy, these stories, how they find these things, that is fake. At the same time, there are singular bones, bone parts found, bone beds, skull parts, and we find fossils like that. Could that be ascribed to something like a dinosaur? Yeah, why not? A reptile which was bigger than the reptiles of today. And people use the argument, yeah, it couldn't be, they need to eat too much. But we cannot know how much the calorific value of the flora of that time was. We cannot prove that. There's too few fossil evidence of flora. There is, but it is not, the picture is too incomplete. So we can never prove, and maybe these brontosauruses or these big sauropods and Argentinosaurus, the biggest one, but Tyrocetan, same, they're competing for the biggest one. Yeah, I think a lot of that is probably fake. I mean, these huge bones, yeah. I don't know, it could be real, it could be real, it could be fake. I'm on the fence on some of these, but there is something like reptiles, lizards, that are, you can classify as dinosaurs. But there's also a lot of fakery around it. So finding out what is what is very difficult. But the fossil, how they find the fossil, should tell you how it is. Only in very special circumstances, like in a volcanic lake, you can imagine that, like Lake Nyasa in Cameroon, we have modern example, 1986, I think, CO2 burst created livestock and people dying, and if they fall into the water, there's no oxygen, it's an anoxic environment, so things fossilize, and you have other minerals and so that fossilize, so people fossilize if they fall into that lake at that moment. So these kind of environments can produce fossils that are complete and intact, and Lagerstätte, like the Messelgrube in Germany. But that doesn't mean that every articulated skeleton found is real, and that's the thing. If that's found in a fluvial environment, in riverbeds, that doesn't make any sense, because there's rivers flowing that transport bones, by definition. It doesn't matter. And if the smallest bone is still attached to it, that doesn't make any geologic sense. So I have to reject that on that basis. Or they have to come up with a very good explanation why, with anything, this is forensics. This is just like a murder case, same thing. I mean, imagine, human skeleton, same thing. Okay, if you're passionate about it, John LeBon, you're listening, you're passionate about this, johnlebon.com. Imagine, your grandmother, let's take your grandmother, you love her, she's murdered. Her skeleton is found in a riverbed, completely intact, years later, and so, and there's rivers flowing, so. That is something you care for, that's why I use the grandmother. It's something older, it's the fossil generation, right, the dinosaurs, it has a meaning in our language. And, okay, I don't hope it happens, but she slips on a bridge somewhere, and she dies in a riverbed. And not too fast flowing, otherwise it doesn't fossilize, but let's say in a meandering river, like say in the Seine, Paris, there, this outside of Paris, where you have still the natural flow of the river, not channelized and so on. With her walking stick, her baston in her hand, and she is fossilized like that in situ. Like within, let's say, we speed up the process of fossilization, you find her completely in situ, years after, in the mud of the river. That doesn't happen. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense from a geomorphological point of view. And so, and I'm not even an expert on this age, on geomorphology and rivers and so on. But I come from the Netherlands. It's a country formed by all that. Bangladesh, and their way, same thing. And New Orleans, same thing. So you can debunk things pretty easily if you find the trunk and you chop the trunk and you don't need to go into all the branches they lay out for us to go into.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Late Night with Kay, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Didn't Kayhem, beautiful, you joined. Kayhem didn't start it as Kayhem Radio, because that is when it has meaning. Kayhem Radio is beautiful. Kayhem Radio. That's how you started. And then you called yourself Kayhem. But IMI is not as strong as IMI Radio. Kayhem Radio is beautiful. That's meaning. Meaning and purpose. MP Ultra, meaning and purpose. Listen to Willows and me, at Bouncing Brains, with Tank and Moody. Listen to App, listen to Bouncing Brains with Artorius and Harambe. Listen to me, Bouncing Brains, The Power of Gossip and MRM with Winnie the Flu. That's where I did the last podcast. And also number 10, Empowerment, is also very good. With Original Simulant, True 34, A Shadow was there. Lots of good people, and I have lots of good recordings still, and I will produce that if I get support. That's it, it's fair. It's a lot of work. And I pick gems out of it, and I take the nice quotes, and I put them on Wikipedia. You get your own Wikipedia page for your own podcast. I mean, that's not what you get in other places. So that is, it needs to be supported, as simple as that. If you say to your friends, let's have an American party and everybody bring something, and I bring like a super prepared something with salmon and like very tasty, but you see that there's money and diamonds are put into that, you support me back in something, you give me something back in, hey, this is so nice, I give you something back. Well, that's who I am, that's how I organize parties, that's how you see me self-evidently with Halloween and so on. I lived my philosophy already before naming it a shit as well, right? I mean, you cannot not know me. I'm pretty out there and pretty consistent in my reasoning and so. But what I want to focus on now is we are at war. And we have to realize that 85%, doesn't matter, 85% of the views we share. This 15% is not important. That there is stupid, but it's not important. The 85% we share, and we have to work together, documenting and doing research, focused on what is helping us and each other by that, right? Us, ourselves, social egoism, ourselves and each other. Ourselves first, each other, and our adore column, our family first, and then each other. With all these lessons, what we can research now for the future. What is going to happen? How could we respond to that? How do we get rid of things and how we can get underneath restrictions? So that's why, sorry Marcus, you are still on the losing side of consistency and logic here, and especially on your legal points. Uncle Alt is doing a great job. Let them do that. Let them explore that route. Perfect. Let's not hammer that down, because I hammer things down which are complete bullshit. The elephants, giant elephants in Spain. Stadium. No, that's bullshit. And can I challenge you on your bullshit? It doesn't matter. You make a 7-part video series. It doesn't make something true. We have to fact check each other. We have to help each other see our mistakes and errors and where we live. We live on a globe. If it's spinning and if it's all heliocentric, and we can talk about that. That's different. A shape is a globe, a sphere, convex. On giveaway and a promo piece for the new Modicast, you will hear someone who thinks, who thought, or thinks, the Earth is a globe that is also flat and it's hollow. Well, first of all, let's go for globe and also flat. That is by definition impossible. Because flat means that there is zero curvature, and globe means that there is constant curvature everywhere. That makes it globe. That's the definition. That's geometrical laws. It's basic math. It's undeniably true. So you cannot have a globe that's also flat, by definition. But then it's also hollow. So that means that then we are in a concave Earth situation. Concave Earth idea. I don't know, also flat, I don't know how that works, but he called it snow globe. I've never heard of that, and I still haven't, and I haven't had time to look it up. So if someone is familiar with snow globe, I thought I had known all the Earth models out there, or Earth ideas out there that they present. Expanding Earth, hollow Earth, I've heard of in a different way. Concave Earth, I've looked into. Even more impossible than flat Earth. But flat Earth, of course. Electromagnetic universe, I'm not a big expert on, but I see value in that. But let's base it on what we can observe on Earth. The Van Allen belts are theorized based on Earth observations of the auroras. And I think that is valuable, but it's a theory, and we cannot prove it, so we cannot use it either. Because then we're muddying our own waters by using lies, NASA lies, NASA model lies, for something. What we can do is, and that's what I do, is use their own model against themselves, their own narrative. So the narrative and the model need to line up. That's in your real life, if you have a story. Your friend is away for a couple of hours, and you're suspecting that he cheats on your wife or so, or he steals something for you, or he does something he doesn't tell you, and that's hurting you, or something like that, right? You are suspicious, or not suspicious, you are alert, and you look for the signs, and you verify information, and so on. So why not do that? Like us as detectives. The thing is, if you talk to any geologist who is honest, and most of them are, the ones, the Robert Buckers and the Paul Serenos that come on Discovery, they do not represent. It's just like that that Klaus Schwab would represent all the doctors in the world or something. But nobody is thinking that, hopefully. Elon Musk is representative for all the engineers and visionary people out there. The thing, this guy has so much money behind it. It's a modern Steve Jobs. It's I see much more in Steve Jobs, and I don't like Apple. I don't like what they have done, but this monopoly, I hate that. But at least he has provided something for the world. That's for sure. How you use it is up to you. But if you listen on your iPhone to IMI Radio or to Fakeologist.com, yeah, perfect, right? I mean, it is on the grid, but yeah, that's how we work, though, right? I mean, Discord is owned by something, so I'm on the grid, right? I'm not better than anyone else. I mean, certain areas I'm more off the grid than others, but others are much more off the grid, and where I'm much more on the grid, of course. That's how it works, and with everyone. And it's not a shame, it is... It's a tone. You have to realize what is behind us, what's the past, and let's go for the future. Because I'm not going to sit back and see what's coming for us and just... That's not what this balcony is for. It's not to enjoy the present, yes, but that makes you think about the future. And we are in the first world war, where we can see the world plans. So it's stupid not to act upon that. And I really feel, and if you have the same view or the exact opposite view, with everything I say, I would like to hear feedback, is we have a moral obligation to lead the blind, to lead the sheep, to lead our peers who believe, the normies who believe this, and it doesn't matter. People can believe the virus is real, it doesn't matter. It's not important. We know it's not the virus, so let's not make that the topic. Let's put that behind us. there is a war going on us, on Gaia, on Divinity, but on nature. You can make it as big as you want. You'll find the entrances with someone. But I use it now in real life. I talk with people. And I said, tell them there is a war against us. Everybody agrees with that. It's the baseline. They see that. Whatever is happening, they can believe virus, they can mask up, doesn't matter. They see that. So, this, I hear so many people try to wake up people for years and years. Nothing happened, ever. Well, their methods were wrong. I have a good record of it. Yeah, that's something I'm good at, so I shared it. And now I'm getting better at it by concising things into words that have meaning, new words, and that make you think. And combined with intriguing Ramesses video that also make you think, it's a perfect combination. Not recorded chat with intriguing Ramesses was good. Plans for our future collaboration. How we can help each other grow, and he's a good filmmaker, good movie producer. His talent. And very importantly, he makes you think. And that's what we need to do, is trigger people to think. Because that's a natural filter. The people who are attracted to that will come along. You don't need to do anything. I thought about needing 311 questionnaire. No, it's not needed. Someone who likes deeper meaning will catch on, will find it. Maybe in 5 years, maybe in 10 years, maybe the internet is cleansed and they find a recording on a cassette tape somewhere in a bottle on the beach. If people are still allowed to be on beaches and so on. I don't know what's going to happen, but we can be prepared for so many scenarios. We have so much knowledge altogether. The thing is, let that go to waste. Let's not waste our combined wisdom. Not wasting wisdom. Because it helps other people. It helps ourselves to talk about it, to share our experiences, our best practices. Helps us because it reflects us. Maybe we see something wrong, right? That's why I talk with people to correct myself, to be able to other people say, okay, Gaia, you're saying something illogical here. You're saying something that's not right. Thank you. But I don't respond to you're offending me. And so I choose my own words. And if you're offended by negatives, that's your problem. You can ask me for the meaning I give to it, and then I explain it. It is mocking that we cannot use either of these words. And it's not representative for either of these groups, it's not the point. But it's mocking the language that we so-called cannot use certain words. But it's our language, what the fuck? Nobody's deciding what kind of words I can use, but it's this. But it's completely insane. It's the most basic thing we have is communication, is words, our own words. And then people are deciding, hey, you cannot use that word. Well, we have George Orwell, 1984. While living, I would say, still in the animal farm, and I don't know how things go, but I see the history, they're Satanists, so they also reverse the history of the books. They start with Animal Farm, I think 1949, then they go to 1984, 1948, and then they go to Brave New World, 1932, Aldous Huxley. I think that is in the big picture, the bigger lines, the bigger overall flavor, let's say, of these books. That's how they do it, I would say. And then maybe they jump back to the Matrix, that's all pervasive in there and so on. And all these movies have and books have meaning. But these three books are essential. State of Fear is another one. It's 2030. State of Fear is very important to read. Michael Crichton, State of Fear. I've not read Jurassic Park, but people criticize him for that. But what if, with that, he made the awakening possible of the so-called dino hoax, of looking at that differently? Because in State of Fear, he shows how the psyops works and so on. It is really valuable for your insight into their ways of working, and he's signaling to us how they are doing things, and now they're pulling off psyops and environmental terrorism. It will become a thing related to climate and weather modification. The people who are talking about chemtrails and so, and I have to recommend simplexTruth.com for his work on that. Look that up. He has documented a lot of official military test documents. So there is things going on. They're doing things. And I think with that in mind, to manipulate the weather such, they can steer, they cannot create tornadoes, I think, and maybe small ones, but big ones, no, they can steer them. They have some powers to at least influence the weather. It's not as big as they claim. It's hubris many times, but there is something happening, right? Yeah. No. They have too much research published that there is something going on. I wouldn't say that every chemtrail is in, every trail you see in the sky is, it's not poisoning us. That's the first thing you have to know. It's not for poisoning us. But it's not that trail is weather modification. Most of it is satellite, and part of it may be that they're spraying for enhanced electromagnetic communication between towers and stuff like that, that they want to enhance. It could be even the case, because there isn't... Okay, how does GPS work without satellites? We have radio signal frequencies that can bounce off the ionosphere, and that's how we can receive them. KM radio, thank you for joining. We are a radio, so that is the basic principle. I'm not an expert, I don't know the details, but that's the basic principle. And then they put against my points that GPS could work like that as well, that it's a very much higher frequency, the gigahertz frequencies and so. So that means a very short wavelength, I'm sorry, right? Inverse. And then that doesn't work. What if you spray a little bit of aluminum or barium or so in the air, then suddenly that works and so, with such a high frequency? That or there must be so-called satellites in space that can hang there, and that's the thing, their model, their narrative. They present Van Allen belts, it's theoretical, but fine, okay. 33,000 kilometers altitude. I think, no kidding, it's more or less, or 36, doesn't matter. 33,000 kilometers altitude, that is where so-called geosynchronous satellites are hanging. Michael Ludwig, I think, was, yeah, Michael Ludwig, peace of Michael, listen to this. Now what I'm going to say, because then I don't have to type it there, and people can listen to what I have to say. It's better. I can understand things better. I can explain things better. Allegedly, at this altitude, there are geosynchronous satellites, the ones you theoretically use for your TV signals and so on. This is exactly in the outer Van Allen belts in their model. So they, with this, they prove that it's not meant to make sense. But, so if that is true, then these satellites must resist all that what that model says. Right? So we need documents for all these tests and how their materials respond to all this radiation, all the nanobells, blah, 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 what it is. If that's out there, is were there breakthroughs in science about that? No. And I've studied that, and that proves it is fake. It cannot be real. It cannot be physically real. Because, okay, imagine a geosynchronous satellite. If it could exist, it cannot, let's say, it is there. Hanging there. 24/7. 366 days a year.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Once in a while, one of us wakes up. It's not supposed to happen, but it does.
It's nice. It's 4 o'clock. I will give the floor soon to the fart, and hopefully I will make two separate audios of this. I will finish my point, if I can remember it. What were we talking about? No, I don't remember it. I see the two fart guys. I will leave the audio here. And, yeah, the great remindset for us. Let's bounce brains. Let's talk. Comment on this audio. Make your own audio. I promote you free of charge, and we share the profit. So if you get a new patron, you become my patron for 50% and vice versa. And that's how we can support each other and grow organically. There's no end to this. And, oh, I'm not going to step into this. But it's, you don't need to invest something. You don't need to... it's cheaper than $19 a week, Marcus Exclave. You have to really make an audio and a page and promotion material what you really mean with this. Because I hear scary things if you talk about benevolent dictator, no ownership, and you only want to restrict it to the countries where you have so-called gun laws. And you exclude 97% of the world or more. Yeah, why don't you want an exclave in Colombia? Because that is what I have in mind, and I think we can align very much, but you have to step over your ideas that gun laws are an issue. What are you going to do? Really, go Waco style against an invasion of the military or so? Of your? Do you want to die like that? Man, seriously? Are you seriously thinking that guns will save you and gun laws? I think it's important to take that into account. But it shouldn't be an requisite and the baseline for your exclaves. And what you especially not can do, and I don't want to hear that anymore, Marcus, then do me a favor. Don't be such an illogical boomer, stubborn. You cannot talk about Uncle Alt, who is using the legal system in his way, because you base it on gun laws. More legal than that, I don't know. The lower the number of the amendment, the more important. So this is pretty important, right? So you cannot do that logically. You cannot criticize someone for using the law when you use an even stricter law, right? Come on, you see. You can be offended by my statement, but I'm just explaining logic, what you say, right? I'm not putting words out of context or something, anything. No, this is the baseline of it. I break it down. This is logic. It's how we learn. And yeah, I try to correct your mistake, and you need to let me do that. And you correct me in many other things, but until now, you are the marketing guy expert, but marketing exclave? Sorry, man. I'm marketing a shift better than you do, in all fairness and self-evidence. So, change that. Yeah, listeners, please come on the chat and let's talk about these things. It's 4 o'clock. It's been 4 o'clock. It's good time to go to bed. Bye-bye, everybody.
I'm really the end of it, and that's all, folks.